1, 1, 2. Check me out right here, yo. Yeah. Now the mic is low now. Now the mic's up low. My shit's all the way up. Yeah.
Welcome to the I Am Indie podcast, where you will learn how to monetize, market and build your brand as an indie artist, content creator, or business in the 21st century. Now, here's your host, Rod Hub.
Yo, 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 what up, everybody? This is Rod Hub. This is episode 3 of the I Am Indie podcast. Hey, I want to thank you guys for tuning in again. I promise you guys, this is probably going to be one of the most informative episodes that we do. And what is it all about? It's all about helping independent artists save their money and actually helping them to understand when and where and what to spend money on. Okay, so this is going to be very informative. I need you guys to tell all your friends, call everybody you know who's trying to do this music thing, who wants to be in the industry, who wants to be an effective independent artist, who makes money, who spends money correctly. This is the episode for you. All right, so first of all, I think I'm in order to just still wish you guys a happy new year. Technically, we're about a week in, not quite a week yet into the new year, so I can still say happy new year. I guess you can say it until about January 31st, and then, you know, I'll stop. But, man, the support for this podcast has been amazing. You know, I've gotten emails, I've gotten inboxes of people who's just saying, you know, how they've enjoyed it. But what I need you guys to do, I need you guys to give me comments. Write down comments about what you're thinking about the podcast. You can ask questions that I can possibly answer on the next podcast, because I'm going to start having a Q&A section where I'm answering questions from listeners. And again, guys, share. Please continue to share this podcast. I told you guys that this is a free education in music. I've invested more than $100,000 in my music and marketing education. And this is no exaggeration. In excess of $100,000, I've invested in my music, my business, and my marketing information, whether it be through mentors, education. Like I told you guys before, I have bachelor's and master's degrees in business and marketing. So I'm telling you guys, I'm well informed. I have some experience. I've worked with major labels such as Roc Nation, Def Jam, Sony, Bad Boy, and a lot of them. G-Unit from Eminem's label, a lot of places, guys. So I've learned a lot. I've seen a lot. I have some good mentors, and, I failed at some things as well. And some of these things, I actually failed at some of these things that we're going to talk about, you know, today. But this is what I also understand, you know, failure is not what happens to you. Failure is a mindset. You know, failure is not losing. Failure is not hitting your mark. It's a mindset. You fail when you quit. So I want to encourage you guys to continue to fight for what you want, for this thing that you say you want. But I want to help you guys work smart. It's not about working hard. It's about working smart in today's music industry. We're in the 21st century, and the internet opens us up to a lot of things, guys. But some of the things it doesn't tell you about is how to spend your money. And it's just like school, you know, and you know, if you go to school to get finance degrees or anything, nobody really teaches you how to invest your money. You know, they teach you how to make money for the industry or for your job, but nobody teaches you how to do something for you. A lot of times you got to kind of go out and get that knowledge or try some things and it not work out. But hey, I'm giving you guys some hands-on information, some things I've tried, some things I've learned. Rick Barker is a great influence for me. Like I told you guys in the previous episode, Rick Barker is a guy who started Taylor Swift from the ground up in the MySpace days. And he really created a foundation for a lot of the things that she does today with her fans. So he's a great resource for me, along with others, Brandon Bouchard, you know, just a lot of guys. I listen to a lot of guys out there, Dr. Rob Thompson, man, it's too many to name. I'm a podcast geek, so I listen to a lot of guys, David Hooper, a lot of guys. But a lot of the stuff I've tried my own, I failed on my own. And with the tutelage and the mentoring of these guys, you know, I'm able to share, along with my own experiences, some things that can help you. So what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about what not to pay for if you're an independent artist and what to pay for. So again, let's get this straight. This is really geared towards the independent artist who's just starting out, who's trying to get their feet off the ground, you know, who's trying to just find their way into this thing. And especially in hip hop and urban, in the urban world, we find ourselves coming out of pocket for a lot of things that most people don't. And for whatever reason, we feel we need to do it. You know, I've done it with artists I've managed in the past or worked with, but now I know the formula. I know what it's about. I know how to do it. And I want to teach you guys, and hopefully this can help you guys save some money. So the first thing I want to talk about, and I want to go down a list of what not to pay for. If you're an independent artist, just starting out, and even if you've been in it for a while and you're not seeing the success that you really want to see, these are some things that you should not be paying for right now, all right? First and foremost, you should not be paying for showcases. You should not be paying to perform, all right? Now, again, this is something we see a lot in hip-hop and R&B especially. You know, we see such and such is coming to town, you know, or T.I. is doing a walkthrough, and there's going to be about 1,000 people there or whatever, and we want to, you know, for $250, you can perform. And, you know, I get the logic of it, but at the end of the day, we should not be paying to perform at this day, at this time. Number one, because there are a lot of ways that you can perform, because at this point in time, at this point in your career, you're not making a great amount of money to perform. And if you're selling tickets, they're probably going to have you sell a certain amount of tickets and let you keep half of it or something like that. Or you're kind of selling tickets to and that'll be your pay. You know, I've worked situations like that where you sell 100 tickets for $10 and then they'll let you keep $5, you know, $5 per ticket. So in essence, you know, they want you to pay for the seats that they already paid for. In essence, and then you get to take something back. But what I would admonish you guys to do is hold off on that. Do what we talked about last week. Do the house shows. Do pop-up shows. Go to the mall. Go on the sidewalk. Even get you a street vendor's license if you got to, in exchange for names, phone numbers, email addresses, you know, the data that we talked about, because it's important for you to own data. And the reason why I say these showcases, it really doesn't make sense, guys. Don't do it, first of all. But even when you do it, a lot of you guys are not walking away with that data. And even when you do regular shows, you have to get the data. Please get the data. GTD. I don't know if you guys are Martin fans, but you remember when Tommy was passing around his phone book, and you know, Martin was like, "Hey, what does GTD stand for?" Tommy said it's still for get the draws. I'm telling you guys, it's about get the data. GTD, get the data. All right, we're gonna speak that Tommy Strong, you know, mindset on you guys. All right, GTD, get the data. All right. Another thing that you should not be paying for right now is publicists. All right. The reason why I say that is because a good publicist is charging anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 a month. All right. Right now, you have nothing to publicize. If you're an artist starting out, you know, you don't have a strong base, you know, what are you publicizing? You know, even if it's about you, I don't care if you're on Wendy Williams, you know, if or whatever the talk show is. If nobody knows you, how does that really help you? You know, I've seen where rappers has gone on, you know, good talk shows, but because they didn't have that base, it didn't really help them out beyond that show or beyond the airing of that show. So publicists are not really important right now. All right. You do have some guys who can kind of help you get on the blogs and things like that. You know, and guys like that, you know, if they limit it to things like that, you could probably come out of $200, $300, maybe $400 a month. That's more feasible. But again, it's still about what you're having. You got to have amazing content. You should be on the rise when you get to that point. And I mean, if you're just starting out, I don't recommend you use a publicist, because, again, you have nothing to publicize. Like I said, you can be, I can see your commercial on BET, but if I don't know you, that commercial does not help you. In my mind, at least, that doesn't make me say, oh, man, I need to buy that guy's record. I don't know him. So publicists are not important. Here's another thing, guys, and listen to me good. Radio promotion. That is something you should not be paying for. That is a game that you cannot afford to play if you're an independent artist. Major labels are spending in excess to $250,000 to $500,000 a year on radio promotion. Now, let me educate you on radio right now. Guys, radio is all about advertising. The labels are paying this money for the advertising. It's all about the sponsors. It's not necessarily about the music. So the labels are paying, they're able to afford to pay this money because it helps the label, it helps the radio station continue to advertise and get things like that, and that's how they make their money. So if you're coming in with your $1,000 to $2,000 a month thinking you're going to get 1,200 spins a week or, you know, whatever your idea is, if you think you're going to get heavy rotation, guys, it does not work like that. If you look at radio, radio play labels. They don't necessarily play artists. They play labels. You know, you can see, okay, Drake or Young Money is getting played. Maybach is getting played. Roc Nation is getting played. I'm telling you guys, there are people out here who are making a living and they don't see radio play. Mac Miller. Look at Chance the Rapper. Look, you know, The Weeknd, they're, you know, they got a song out right now, but before that, radio wasn't really their friend. Guys, it's not important. What I would recommend you do, anything on the right side of the dial, an FM, is your commercial radio. You can't play that game. Anything on the left side, which I believe is 92.0 and down, is your independent radio, college radio. Those people will be more than happy to play your music, as long as it fits their audience. They'll play your music for free a lot of times. Also, internet radio. They will play your music for free. There are thousands of internet radio stations. Plus, you have things like Sound Exchange that will collect for you. You have Pandora. You have Spotify. You have things like that that a lot of people are going to for their radio. YouTube is the new radio. Facebook is the new radio. You know, Spotify, Pandora, that's the new radio. Put your focus on those things. And if you just so happen to have a relationship with someone at a major radio station, go for it. But do not spend money that you don't have that you can use towards other things that we'll talk about. You know, use it right. Use it correctly. All right. You know, again, there's no true industry standard, just so you know. This is the wild, wild west right now, guys. The internet has opened everything up for you. Break the rules. Know the rules. Break the rules. It's not about radio. Radio is not the biggest player in the game anymore. All right. So those are the main things that we're not paying for. We're not paying for showcases. We're not paying for publicists. We're not paying for radio promotion. Another thing is a manager. If you're coming out, you don't need a manager right now. All right. Number one, you can't afford a good manager because a good manager is really, his job is to help you. His or her job is to help you monetize on your brand in any way possible. So if you're not a brand that can be monetized yet, it's best for you to work with friends or do the due diligence on your own and help make yourself, you know, get yourself to that level. And then you bring a guy in who can kind of help capitalize on that. Now, here are some things that we are paying for if you're independent. Okay. And even if you're not independent, if you've been doing this for a while or you're working with a label, I would recommend that you do some of these things on your own. Tyrese is a good example of a guy, which I know personally. Tyrese, I know what he does personally. Tyrese is very smart because he not only works with labels, you know, but he'll have his own team outside of the label. So if his label, like when Stay came out, Stay was a record that a lot of radio stations I know in Chicago did not believe in. But what Tyrese did, he hired a team in Chicago that was headed by Kevin Ross, which is one of my mentors. And, man, they pushed that song in Chicago nonstop until the program directors believed in that. Because artists like Tyrese on that level who's been around, they understand the labels, hey, they may not be as passionate about a song that you are. And then when it doesn't work, they want to come to you and tell you, I told you so. Now let's go with this song that we think, that we believe in. So even if you're in that position, let's listen to some of these things that we should be doing, okay? Pay for your website. A quality website, guys. This is your virtual product table. All right, this is your brand, your website. Pay for a quality website. Pay for skinning your page and your social media if you need to. If you're not able to do that on your own, outsource somebody and use different programs out there, which I'm not endorsing any particular programs because, you know, they're not paying me to endorse them yet. So I'm not going to endorse any particular program or website. But skinning your page, making everything look the same, all your social media should look the same. Then your website should be similar to those, to your social media. Colors, your colors represent your brand. All McDonald's have the gold arches and the red base at the bottom. No McDonald's that you've ever seen had blue arches and a black base. That's not how the brand works. The brand has a system. So website, skinning your page, that's what we work on. Email collection programs. Email marketing is still relevant. However, I don't believe that it's what it used to be. So, you know, spend money on email collection programs, but not a lot. Okay. Keep your phone bill up because that's a good way to communicate with your fans. Internet. Pay for your internet because you want, you know, that's how you run your business, through the internet at this time, YouTube and things like that. Quality demos. When you get to the point where you can get in the studio, and remember we talked about last week, if you don't have a fan base, a strong base, it really doesn't make sense right now to get in the studio too much. However, when you get to that point, or if you're a rapper and you want to make a mixtape, you know, okay, spend money on studio time. You're not paying a lot for studio time, especially with the software that's available for your own home studios. Like, you have guys who are actually recording records off their MacBook Pros. You can get a good MacBook for $2,000, $2,500 with the software and everything, record it through GarageBand, get your quality mic, and make it happen. So, you know, if you're that savvy and you can handle that and you can make those connections, do that. If you can build your own home studio, that may be cheaper for you in the long run. So this is the type of things we're investing in, guys. We're investing in ourselves, not so much outside sources like radio, publicists, showcases. If we're going to invest, we're going to invest in the things that we can control. All right. So again, studio time, quality demos. When you get to the point you want to make an EP, you know, 5 to 6 tracks, don't spend more than $5K, you know, if you can. Now, I understand some genres call for you to spend more because you're dealing with musicians, different type of engineers that you're going to need, different types of studios. But again, guys, just for a short tip, anything outside of us, we're not paying for right now. Everything that we can control and that will help benefit our personal brand, that's what we're investing in. So just to recap, we're not paying for showcases. We're not paying for publicists. We're not paying for radio promo. We're not paying managers. All right. But what you do pay for are websites, email collections, you know, your phone bill, your cell phone bill, your internet bill, your studio time when necessary. Okay. If you're going to do publicists, you know, again, make sure it's something reasonable, but that you can kind of handle 200, 250, 300 a month. Again, marketing, you know, if you don't know how to handle the marketing and do the digital marketing, yeah, find someone who you can outsource that with, but make sure they can chart work with you and be flexible. All right. So guys like myself, that's what we do. You know, we use the internet and teach you how to do things like that. And, you know, again, if that's something you're interested in, you can contact me at iamrodhub.com. Or you know what? You will email me at iamrodhub@gmail.com. iamrodhub@gmail.com. I hope this episode was helpful to you guys. Please, guys, check out my podcast. If you missed it, if you missed other episodes, this is episode 3. Go to Podomatic, Podomatic.com. and type in Rod Hubbard. Rod Hubbard, R-O-D-H-U-B-B-A-R-D. And that's how you can get more information about me. Check out my website, iamrodhub.com. I'm going to start completing some new blogs soon, putting some new articles up there, but there's some great information up there right now. So I look forward to talking to you guys. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at iamrodhub, and also on Facebook at iamrodhub. I'm trying to get my business page popping on Facebook. But also, if you want to hit me up personally, it's just Rod Hub, R-O-D-H-U-B-B. So I look forward to hearing from you guys, man. I hope this was helpful to you. Be sure to drop me a message. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you agree on, what you don't agree on, and we can talk about it. I'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the I Am Indie podcast. We'll talk to you next week.